Thank you very much, distinguished Chairperson, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Zambia aligns itself with the statement delivered by the distinguished Honorable Minister from the Republic of Congo on behalf of the African Group. It is an honor to address this esteemed assembly at the 75th session of the Executive Committee of High Commissioner's Program. On behalf of the Government of the Republic of Zambia, I wish to extend our deepest gratitude to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for its unwavering commitment to protecting and assisting refugees and other persons of concern around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Zambia has continued to provide a wide range of protection services to refugees and persons of concern. These include civil registration and documentation, access to basic services, protection for individuals with specific needs, access to justice, efforts to eradicate statelessness, programs to promote livelihood and self-resilience, as well as foster coexistence between persons of concern and their host communities. I'm pleased to report that Zambia launched the first ever national refugee policy and implementation plan in February 2024. The policy provides clear guidelines on refugee management and protection. At the 2023 Global Refugee Forum, Zambia made 10 refined strategic pledges aimed at improving the lives of refugees and host communities. These pledges include enhanced local integration and documentation, empowering refugees through diversified livelihoods, digitizing civil registration, and including refugees in the farmer input support programs. Additionally, our pledges cover comprehensive inclusion in education, social inclusion through sports, arts, and culture, access of electricity and sustainable energy, inclusion in national statistics, alternatives to immigration, detentions, and improved health services. I'm pleased to announce that in June 2024, part of the Maheva refugee settlement was connected to the national electricity grid for the first time since the settlement was developed. In addition, both public and private tertiary institutions in the year 2024 have increased the number of scholarships and bursaries given to the persons of concern by signing a number of memorandum of understanding, showing their commitment to providing tertiary education to persons of concern alongside Zambian children. Ladies and gentlemen, Zambia acknowledges that refugees are particularly vulnerable to statelessness, often due to lack of documentation, which can lead to marginalization, exclusion, and deepened inequalities. In this regard, the Zambian government has developed the National Action Plan for Eradicating Statelessness. We are also actively working to harmonize laws related to refugee management and protection, as well as statelessness, to ensure a more cohesive and effective framework. And the accession to the 1961 Convention with a cabinet memorandum submitted to the Ministry of Justice. Further, progress has been made by the government to decentralize the issuance of birth certificates to districts with refugee settlements so that all children born from refugees' parents have the opportunity to show proof of their birth. I wish to announce that Zambia has joined the Global Alliance to End Statelessness, and we look forward to continue with the eradication of statelessness in Zambia. Despite our achievements, we continue to face challenges. Like many other countries, Zambia has been adversely affected by the El Nino drought, which has disrupted our rainfall pattern and led to poor crop yielding across the country. This situation has strained our resources, impacting both our citizens and the persons of concern in our care. Resource allocation remains a pressing issue as budget reductions have exacerbated the strain on our refugee management and protection efforts. Despite having experienced a drought,